Now, on Monday, we brought you a story from the Hillshire Council that the council was proposing to drastically increase their fees for personal trainers to teach their outdoor classes. And the general manager of the Hillshire Council, a gentleman by the name of Dave Walker, took exception to our conversation on the air, and he spoke to our production team off air and said, "I think Ben is a dork, and we will no longer assist the Sydney Live program at all at Hillshire Council." Now, I took this very personally, as you can imagine, because the last time I'd been called a dork was in year four. So this was a boycott. Forget Malcolm Turnbull boycotting this radio station. This was a specific boycott from Dave Walker at Hillshire Council, and it was targeted at this program and this program only. I mean, he didn't take it out on Alan Jones or Ray Hadley or Chris Smith or anyone else. He took it out on me, and I was gutted by it, and I said so on air. But afterwards, I said to my team, look, maybe we should send Dave Walker a Sydney Live stubby cooler and bottle opener and blow me down, and I didn't know this was going to happen, at 25 minutes to 4 o'clock on a Friday. I've got a call on the line, line 3, Dave Walker, General Manager, Hillshire Council. Dave Walker, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben, how are you going?
I'm well, Dave. What's happening?
I just wanted to ring you up and thank you for the stubby holder and the key ring. The only thing I'm having a problem with, mate, is the photos on them. I've worked out how to use a stubby holder in my left hand so I can see your 2GB873 and hides the photo.
So it hides my head.
It hides your head, and then with the key ring, I suppose that part of my car is pretty dark. But anyway,
I'm impressed that they're not in the bin, Dave.
No, mate. I wouldn't do that, especially with a station like 2GB with great blokes, you know.
Dave, I'm a little bit confused by something.
Yeah, mate.
How does it fit with a boycott when you call the open line of the program that you're boycotting?
Oh, well, I might have my views on your response to our trainers this year, but I've also got some manners, so I'm ringing up to say thank you. And I suppose the other reason, I've a great respect for the best person you've got on air, and that's Ray Hadley.
And so tell me, Dave, is the boycott over? Can I see that the boycott's now over?
The boycott's over, provided that in the future you don't have to agree with our side of the story. But, you know, but we did give you our side of the story an hour before you went to air.
And I shared that side of the story with my listeners.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, but the other reason I'm ringing up is not just to make you happy, it's to make my wife happy, because she's an avid 2GB listener, and I got into a lot of trouble for what I said about you.
What's your wife's name?
Helen. She listens to 2GB all day.
So Helen doesn't mind me?
No, she reckons 2GB's a great station. So
does Helen think I'm...
I can afford to upset you, but I can't afford to upset her.
Does Helen think I'm a dork?
No.
No. But, Dave, cop the tip from Helen in future, eh?
Yeah, I'll listen to her, okay.
Have a great weekend, Dave.
Okay, same to you, mate.
Thank you very much. There's Sydney Live fan Dave Walker, who also doubles as General Manager of Hillshire Council.